Space News 94. The Situation of Planet Earth in Detail, Part 2, What You Can Do. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, the original and the only one, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. Although they may devise theories about me, I remain the same, and with this YouTube channel, nothing has changed. I am writing this on the morning of August 3, 2025. In this video, we will be going deeper into some fundamental aspects of the situation planet Earth is in at the moment. I noticed that I left the last video, Space News 93, in a bit of a sad spot, as I could not elaborate more, simply because last Friday, when I was writing, I was being interrupted too many times because of my other duties, and this even though I specifically give instructions not to be bothered while I am writing. As Mark Twain said, there is nothing that disturbs the creative process of writing more than constant interruptions. I recall that he said something to that effect, but I'm currently unable to find the exact quote on the internet. But perhaps it was good that I stopped writing at that point in the text for my last video, because I could notice your reactions and questions about the subject, and I can now clear some of those things out. I noticed that you were very concerned about what you, as a citizen of planet Earth, must do to declare your consent for a more direct intervention coming from the Triad and other positive aspects of the Galactic Federation, in favor of humanity, and I saw that you all entered into much speculation, and I honestly did not expect such a reaction, although today I see it as quite logical. As I said in my last video, I am not allowed to state some of these things directly, yet I can give you some very important clues. And having had more time to think about what can and cannot be said, I can also give you some more direct answers, yet those are also being limited, not by the Galactic Federation this time, but by the censorship in this social media platform, because what I am going to say is quite against the Matrix and the status quo, so I will do my best to go around all those limitations. I noticed that many of you are making videos stating your consent and your need to be helped as a people, given the bad situation planet Earth is in, and why. I am sorry for having given you the bad news, but it is the sad truth, and I am not going to sugarcoat it for you. Yet not everything is lost, and there is a lot we can all do, as you will see next. First of all, those beautiful videos that many of you are producing are useful to state directly your point of view, because other observing Federation Star Nations who are dubious about all this are watching what we do and what you are doing. However, that is not enough from the point of view of the Galactic Federation and its rules and regulations, and it is not enough from the point of space law either. The problem, and why your beautiful videos are not enough, is that within the Federation and with space law, there is a very big difference between saying or stating something, and actually doing and truly wanting what is stated. This seems to be especially valid for Earth, because most people there constantly change their minds and switch sides at a convenient whim, even despite having pledged allegiance to one of those sides. They are first avidly defending one point of view and group, and the next day they forget all that they said and then switch sides and attack what they once defended, all mostly for economic reasons, but not only. This means that stating what you want is not enough, as what the Federation and space laws require you to do is to be congruent and stable with what you say. I mean that talking is not enough. You must demonstrate what you want with actions in favor of what you want and in detriment of what you do not. This means that you must be proactive, and sometimes not doing something, being still, is also being proactive. In other words, and being clearer, This means that you must not feed what you do not want, and you must not give your consent to things that are working against what you truly want. The biggest example of this is when you give your consent to matrix politicians for them to represent you. When you go to a specific place as soon as the system requires you to, and you put a little piece of paper in a box, you are stating that you consent to letting that person you vouched for not only represent you, but also decide what is best for you, and do whatever they want with you. I know that placing little pieces of paper in a box is mandatory in many places, yet there are ways around that, as you can choose to put something or someone else in the little piece of paper at the last moment, so that it gets nullified. I know that in despair, some of you may want to back some blabby politician who promises that he or she will bring positive change, but they never do anything really important because the entire system is rigged in favor of the cabal and the secret societies that control it, and all in favor of whoever they want in those places of power. It is all a cruel theater, where one or another of their actors, because that is what they are, will squeeze and torture you with their rulebooks until you are fed up with them, and then they will bring another up to power to replace them, who will promise not to squeeze you there any longer, but as that other mask comes into power, he or she will only squeeze you somewhere else. Plato and Socrates in Old Greece criticized democracy, arguing it is highly faulty and even very unfavorable, especially for the people. Plato saw it as part of a cycle of government that nearly always devolved into tyranny. This is why no positive star race uses democracy, preferring a step council holistic political system, in any of its variants. I choose not to say the name of the action here, but, not, placing the little paper in the box is what really counts on Earth and off planet. And if we can notice this, so do all the other onlooking star races. This little paper in a box is perhaps the worst example working against the people of Earth, as they are legally relinquishing their power to decide anything for themselves, in favor of politicians who are working for their cabal secret society handlers, who in turn work directly for the Orion Council and the regressive alien invaders. This means that for space law, elected politicians do have the legal power to decide for the people, and this is why they end up signing horrible treaties with extraterrestrials, for example, those which consent to giving live human specimens in exchange for alien technology, which is often also rigged against humanity, by the way. And that is because the very people who are being exploited give their consent with the silly little piece of paper in a box. I know this is high manipulation and even blackmail against the people of Earth, and from the point of view of us in the triad, all politicians on Earth, given that they are ultimately puppets of the Orion invaders, do not represent the people of Earth, and much less their best interests, but that is our informed point of view, which is shared by very few other star races, but not yet by those who make up the bulk of the Galactic Federation. This means that we cannot take action directly against the governments of Earth, because, legally, we would be going against the will of the people of Earth, however twisted this may sound. All the few actions we can directly do on Earth must be silent, surgical, and local, and only where legal justification exists to back up our actions, and more importantly, only in the aspects and areas where the people give us their consent by their actions and direct help, because otherwise, legally for the Federation, any action we would do would be imposing our ethical and moral frame over the wishes of the people. This is also why we cannot take action on a large scale, or at least not yet. You can see a nefarious double standard working here as well, as all the Galactic Federation and space law rules and regulations all boil down to allowing all the evil and manipulative invasive star races to be able to do whatever they want, while the positive side, like us the Triad, are on a very short leash, and constantly taking criticism, attacks, and facing limitations of all kinds. I hope you can understand the complex problem at hand. In general, what you need to do is stop feeding the matrix wherever and whenever it is possible. I know that many of those actions in favor of the matrix are difficult to escape from, like placing papers in a box in some places, or paying taxes, actions which directly feed the system that is oppressing you. But there are other ways people feed the matrix that is oppressing them, simply by falling into following senseless rules and regulations, even when their moral and ethical frame is asking them to do otherwise. Or by accepting trends, especially those global ones, and ending up behaving like non-player characters, doing whatever most people do just to fulfill their need and instinct for subsistence, which dictates that an individual must be an accepted member of a clan or group to ensure survival. Although that may be true for most, but perhaps not for all, choosing your clan wisely is essential for escaping the matrix. And since the advent of the internet, your clan need not be physically and directly around you, or close to where you live. You must think for yourself and be consistent with your ethical frame. Do not feed the system unnecessarily. And there is still another side to all this which I have not mentioned, much less in my last video, but I have in others, and it is the etheric or astral side of all this. The Galactic Federation star races, the Triad, and other onlooking races may not be able to see all your actions to assess whether you consent or not to anything, but there is someone who is witnessing everything you do, no matter how hard you try to hide, and that person is you. You are seeing what you do, and you know when you are not being congruent with your ethics and what you truly want for yourself and humanity. There is no harsher judge for you than yourself. Feeding the matrix wherever and whenever it is not strictly necessary and mandatory, and especially when it is against your ethics, is giving your very soul away to them. But on the other hand, if you are forced to do any action that feeds the matrix, and you know that you have no other option, as not doing so would bring harm and problems to yourself and your loved ones, from the etheric astral side you are also declaring that you do not consent to what you are being forced to do, and that you are being blackmailed into complying. Therefore, you keep your ethical frame and your soul. All onlooking star races see a lot of what you do, mostly as the result of your general collective and overt personal actions, but not everything. Remember that who is seeing everything you do is you. And if you are a star seed, then you are also a member of the onlooking Galactic Federation. Remember that as well. All this is what I mean when I said the problem must be solved from within. All you need to do is not feed the system wherever and whenever you are not forced to, while being proactive whenever and however you can, as any seemingly small action does reverberate all over the matrix on Earth and the one beyond. You must keep your uniqueness in every sense, and defend your ethical and moral frame in order not to fall into becoming a non-player character of the system. And all those petty differences among star seeds must be overcome, to be able to unite for a common goal, which is a better life for all of you and all of us, as off-planet, countless are affected as well because of the same problem of Earth. Remember that what the Cabal wants is separation for control. Be proactive in favor of what you want, and do not feed what you do not, this in every aspect of your life. You are the cavalry. This will be all for today, although a lot more remains to be said about what you can do. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one.